hopefully not tough sledding for Zach Bogosian, just precautionary, or is he in or out tonight?
He's going to be game time tonight.
What's going on with him, if you could share?
It's nothing major. It's just this morning he was maintenance, so something happened a little at the end of last game, and then wasn't great yesterday. He's here today, just getting treatment and stuff like that, but we'll see how it goes throughout the day for him.
Would come in necessarily if he can't play?
If Zach can't come in, then Mermis will come in.
Play him in the third pair and then move up one of the guys to...
Yeah.
What do you like about Merrill's game? He's on a run here. He's been playing a lot. There was a time where he wasn't playing at all. What is he doing for you?
Well, I think Johnny's been more consistent in his game. You know, a couple areas. If you start defensively, I think he's done a better job. I think he's been competitive in the hard areas defensively. You know, along the walls of ending plays, and doing so before where he'd get in those situations. I think there was more penalties being taken. Where I think he's harder and firmer and has better technique in those situations. I think net front, he's done a good job boxing out and not allowing a lot of second chances. And then the other part for him was just pushing him to play a little bit of a faster game, just moving the puck quicker and simply when he's had opportunities to be able to join and support the rush. I think he's done a better job of that. So it was really the combination of consistently defending the right way that you need to, and then pushing himself and us helping try to push him to be a quicker player in his puck movement and being a willing skater from an offensive perspective, and I think he's been pretty consistent in all of those.
Has Declan Chisholm helped in any area that way as well? Because it seems like that pair together has certainly found some sort of chemistry in that.
Yeah, they've done a good job. I mean, Declan's a good puck-moving D. Obviously, he's a good skater, so I do think it helps. This seems like the chemistry between those two guys has been good. Lots of times a D partner can help another guy, but if the one guy doesn't improve in the areas that he needs to, it probably doesn't matter who you play with. So I'd say it was, first and foremost, I think Johnny's willingness and understanding what we wanted more from him consistently and him doing that. And then it's been a good pair with Chisholm as well.
Will you rotate the D on the power play? It looked like Faber was out with the top unit, or is that just...
No, we're going to go back with Fabes with that unit and try Chisholm on the other unit tonight.
Starting goaltender?
Gus.
What type of challenges does this Avalanche team present when you're going into a game and trying to slow down some of their big guys?
Yeah, I mean, they're a challenge in a lot of areas. I think first and foremost, when you look at their top players, they're drivers of the game. You know, they're very competitive. They play both sides of the puck really well. They're consistent threats. So that in itself is a challenge. And then I think there's certain areas where, obviously I think your puck management is important. I think in critical areas where they can't get easy offense, like those guys are going to generate. And they do so because they're excellent players and they play the game the right way. I think the other component of it too is if we can do a good job with managing the puck, I think our forecheck can be a little bit better, our structure, finishing on top of guys. I think if they're a very good transition team, so if you give them those situations where you can prevent them, then they're going to probably compound what they're going to be able to do in general. The other part I think is when you look at their team, what they've added to their team, they've got good depth. They've added some, harder physical players. So I think, they're a pretty complete team, but I think the areas that I said, you have to do if you do a good job, then you're going to give yourself the best chance to win the game.
You mentioned after Tuesday having to tighten a lot of things up for this game. Do you think playing a team of that caliber probably wakes guys up a little bit more, like knowing that those details are off, like it could go sideways pretty quickly against?
Yeah, for sure. I think that always plays a part of it. The other thing is we did address some areas. Some of the areas that I just talked with you guys about were areas that we did address with the guys in the meeting. So, we've addressed it, and now it's time to get ready for tonight's game.
Seems like Eric Tanek plays a sulky caliber game, and maybe with 30 goals a season gets maybe more attention for that. Like, in your mind, in general, what should make a good sulky candidate? Is it like a two-way or shutdown game, or is it like you need more offense out of that guy for you to get consideration for that kind of award?
I think it's both. I think when you look at the guys that win it, it's not just a defensive specialist. It's the guy that normally plays in against top players, top lines, plays in tough situations, usually kills penalties, usually plays 5-on-6, but also can generate against the opponents that he plays. And, you know, Ecky's done a very good job of that, obviously, this year, and having the opportunity to coach him and see him now for, 55 games we've been together, the consistency level that he plays with. But I think his play on both sides of the puck, I think, certainly warrant the consideration for that. When you look at probably strength of competition, minutes played, situations played, probably his plus minus, you know, and the next step for that is the ability to not just check those players, but be able to take advantage offensively in a lot of those situations. And he's done a good job of that.